Welcome back to PSD Experience, and I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. If you listen to the last episode, you already know this truth. 2026 is not a year to panic. It is the year to hold our peace. It is a year to trust the fighter, who is the Lord. Last week, we were able to talk about two things it means for God to fight our battle. When the Lord says in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, that I will fight for you, what does it mean? We were able to talk about two things last episode. Number one is that when the Lord says, I will fight for you, it means the Lord will take care of you. The Lord is taking care of you. The Lord will take care of you. And the second thing is that the Lord will care for you. The Lord will care for you. So today we continue with the theme, peace round about. And our anchor text is Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. So let's look at what else God means when he says, I will fight for you. Let us look at what else it means when the Lord says, I will fight for you. Number three. It means God will carry the weight for you. It means the Lord will carry the weight for you. Jesus Christ said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Part of God fighting for you is relieving you of the battle weight. Part of God fighting for you is relieving you of the battle weight. You cannot pay it alone. You cannot carry it alone. You cannot carry the burden alone. It will bear you out. It will weigh you down. But when the Lord says, I will fight for you, it also means the Lord will carry the weight for you. So in the year 2026, God is saying to you, God is saying to me, God is saying to every one of us that I will carry the weight of the pressure for you. I will carry the weight of the overthinking for you. I will carry the burden of survival for you. I will carry the emotional load you can't explain for you. So, in the year 2026, the Lord is saying, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. This means that God will carry the weight for you. I don't care the weight you've been carrying for yourself, you have carried for yourself in the year 2025, year 2024. The Lord is saying that for you to enjoy the year 2026, for you to have peace round about in the year 2026, you have to believe to trust Him enough to fight your battle so that you can hold your peace. And in fighting your battle, it means the Lord will carry the weight for you. Don't forget that the Lord is saying to you that in the year 2026, I will carry the weight of prayer off your neck. I will carry the weight of overthinking from your head. I will carry the burden of survivor. I will carry the emotional load you can't explain. You were never designed to carry everything alone. No, the Lord never created you to carry all this burden alone. Don't forget what Jesus Christ said again. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. So you were never designed to carry everything alone. Peace comes when you hand over the weight to the one who can carry it. Handing over the weight is not just alone. Who are you handing the weight to? To the one who can carry it. And who can carry the weight? Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is saying again, come to me. He's open. Come to me. He's open. He's ready. Is ready for you, is ready to listen to you, is ready to bear the weight for you, ready to carry the weight for you. Jesus Christ is saying, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You were never designed to carry everything alone. Peace comes when you hand over the weight to the one who can carry it. And who can carry the weight? Don't forget, Jesus Christ is the only one that can carry the weight. So number four thing it means when God says, I will fight for you, when the Lord says, I will fight for you, the number four thing it means is that it means God will deliver you. It means what? That God will deliver you. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible says that the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. When the Lord fight for you, what does it mean? It means God will deliver you. Deliverance is not always loud. When the Lord wants to deliver people, at some point, it's not always loud. It's silent, but people will see the result. It's silent, but it will be seen. It's silent, but it will be seen. It's not always loud. Sometimes it is God quietly removing oppression from your life. When the Lord says, when the Lord is saying, I will fight for you, it sometimes means the Lord is quietly removing oppression from your life. Whatever looks like a yoke right now, whatever feels like a burden right now, whatever feels like a bondage right now, whatsoever feels like a delay right now, whatsoever feels like a repeated struggle right now, the Lord is saying in the year 2026, I will deliver you from them all. Whatever looks like a yoke, whatsoever feels like a bondage, whatsoever feels like a chain, whatsoever feels like a delay, whatsoever feels like a repeated struggle, evil pattern, the Lord is saying in the year 2026 that I will do what? I will deliver you. The enemy you see now, the prayer you feel now, the challenge confronting you now, the Lord is saying, I will deliver you. You will see them no more. When the Lord delivers you, you are not seeing those struggles again. Every enemy you see now, every prayer you feel now, the challenges confronting you right now, the Lord is saying, you will see them. You will not see them again. You will see them no more. You will see them no more. Because of what? He is fighting your battle. In other words, which means he is delivering you. He will deliver you from every pressure, every challenge is confronting you. The Lord is telling you in the year 2026 that I will deliver you. Say to yourself, the Lord is delivering me from every pressure, from every enemy, from every challenge is confronting me. The Lord is delivering me. Number five, what does it mean when the Lord says, I will fight for you? What does it mean when the Lord says, I will fight for you? Number five, it means that God will remove limitations. It means God will remove limitations. Number four says, it means God will deliver you. Number five says, it means God will remove limitations. Every journey you go comes with limitations. That is just the truth about life. Every journey you go you want to achieve, it comes with it, with its own limitation. It comes with its own limitation. Every journey you go comes with limitations. Every step you want to take to climb higher comes with its own challenges. But the Lord is saying, I will remove the limitation. In other words, I will fight your battle. And the Lord is saying, I will remove limitations. If a goal has no hindrance, it is not a real goal. Yes, that is the point. If a goal has no hindrance, it is not a real goal. But hear this, limitations are real, but they are not final. Limitations are real, but they are not final. Hindrances are real, but they are not final. In the year 2026, God is saying to you, God is saying to me, God is saying to every one of us, no matter how many limitations are there, no matter how many hindrances we are seeing, he is saying to us, I will take them away. The Lord is saying to us, I will take them away. Where resources failed, God will step in the name of the Lord Jesus. Where your resources has failed you in the year 2025, in the year 2026, God will step in the name of the Lord Jesus. Where time seems against you, where time seemed against you, where time seemed against you, God will intervene in the name of the Lord Jesus. Where strength was insufficient for you in the year 2025, where strength was insufficient for you, God will supply grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The year 2026 has started, but you cannot enter it alone. Don't dare it. It will crush you. It will swallow you if you enter it alone. You entered it with God, with a God who takes care of you. You just have to enter into the year 2026 with a God who is promising to take care of you. You have to enter into the year 2026 with a God who takes care of you, get things done for you, carries your weight, delivers you, removes your limitation. That is what you have to do in the year 2026. So I leave you with this reminder: God is fighting for you. Don't lose your peace. God is fighting for you. Don't lose your peace. This is the PSD experience. Walk in peace, walk in confidence, and remember, peace roundabout is your portion in the year 2026. Stay blessed. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. God bless you.